We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we're inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you. Truly thankful for your precious promises, and we know that every one of them is true. It is in Jesus' name that we approach your throne today, thankful for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. And we're trusting that the songs and the message will prove to be a blessing to hearts, and they shall be benefited and blessed, and you shall be glorified. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Since I've met the Lord of every day. For He's the God of every situation. And if it's best, He'll always make a way. So let tomorrow be tomorrow. I just serve the living God that has control. Let the rain fall or the sun shine, I'll be happy, oh so happy in my soul.
Our subject for today's broadcast, How Do You Handle Bad News? And our text of scripture is taken out of Genesis chapter 37, beginning with verse 31. And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted, and he said, For I will go down into the grave unto my son, mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. The brothers were moved by jealousy. They realized that Joseph was a favorite son of Jacob, and Jacob had made him a coat of many colors. And Joseph had also reported to his father some of the evil deeds that his brothers were doing. And so, out of hatred and jealousy, Joseph's brothers sought to slay him. But Reuben had a plan to spare him. Jacob had sent Joseph to them where they were watching sheep to see how they were getting along, and they determined that they were going to kill him. And Reuben had a plan, so he suggested that they put him in a pit. And Reuben then left and went off into another part where other sheep were, and he was looking after them. And while he was gone, the Midianites came along, and the brothers decided that they would pull Joseph up out of the pit and sell him into slavery. And that's exactly what they did. As our text says, they took his coat of many colors and smeared it with the blood of a goat. And then they brought it to Jacob to make him believe that Joseph was dead. And Jacob believed their report and mourned for Joseph for many years. Now, what do we do when we get bad news? Some bad news is not so serious. Other bad news can be very tragic. The Bible can help us in dealing with bad news. First, let us do our very best to verify a given thing. We do not want to make the same mistake Jacob made. However, I am not sure just how Jacob could have verified the situation, but it is something that we need to do. But let us look at Jacob. He sent Joseph to see how his brothers were doing, knowing they hated him. How many times did Jacob say, if I had not sent him, he would still be alive? Saying if doesn't really help matters. I know from my own personal experience, there have been times that something happened and I would say to myself, well, if I had not have done so and so, then this would not have happened. But if, saying if, doesn't really help matters. Nevertheless, I would say that verifying a situation is necessary wherein it is possible, for we may find out that things were not as were firstly reported to us. Now, another thought in regard to how do we handle bad news, act. What is the bad news that is distressing us? Is it something that we can do something about? Is it something that we can really do something about? Is worrying about it going to help? Is there really something that we can do? Well, if there is something that we can do, then we need to do it. Now, James said, and I'm not saying that failing to verify is necessary a sin, but James did say, if a man know what to do and does it not, to him it is sin. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James 4:17. So if there is something that we can do about the bad news, then we need to do it. And another thing, pray, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. James 5:7. And this is a very broad statement here that we need to take seriously. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, when my heart is overwhelmed, the psalmist said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And we have a hymn in our songbook that says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Now, I realize that prayer is only a part of what we need to do when it comes to facing bad news, But prayer is a very important part of doing just that. For the Lord does hear and answer prayer, and we have a high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And the Lord God is a God of compassion. Yes, He is a God of compassion, and He has compassion on His people. So the psalmist said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. In other words, lead me to the Lord, which is higher than I. Now, another thing, we need to think. Our mind seems to replay the bad news over and over and over again. To deal with bad news, we've got to stop the cycle of negative thinking. Yes, to deal with the situation, the bad news, and we keep thinking about it and turning it over and over in our mind, we must recycle our mind, as it were. We must stop that negative thinking and think more on positive things. Now, this means that we must focus on good things instead of bad. Let us look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, where the Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Philippi, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, I'm not saying that whenever you face bad news, and especially if it involves the death of a loved one, I'm not saying that you can just flip it over and forget all about it. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that thinking about it, and thinking about it, and thinking about it, is not really going to help us. We keep worrying and we keep fretting, and the first thing you know, we were so sad, and we lose our sense of loss and depriving ourselves and hopelessness and restlessness, and for some they worry so much that they have developed eating problems. And it's difficult for them to concentrate. So we do need, by the help of Almighty God, of course, but we do need to deal with bad news and stop thinking about it and try to think on good things and get our mind off of the bad things. Now, I realize what I'm saying is easier said than done, but nevertheless, again, the Lord can help us. Now, another thing that I would mention is to talk. And, of course, when I say talk, I'm talking about talking to the right person. And that can be a big help. Talking helps alleviate anxiety and worrying, as long as we are talking to the right person. And I'm not talking about having somebody to feel sorry for us, but I'm talking about someone who maybe has experienced the same thing, and they can understand and help us with what we are going through. So talking to the right person can be a big help in times of bad news. And talking also brings into deeper relationship with our Christian family or with our own immediate family. Whenever you have a brother or a sister in the Lord that you can really share things with, it helps deepen that relationship with them. Or it could help bring about a greater relationship, a better relationship with the family. It is not to get them, I say, to feel sorry for us, but to share with us, knowing that they care. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 12 and 25 that the members, that is, the members of the body of Christ, should have the same care one for another. Yes, we are told in the Scriptures that we are to bear one another's burdens and that we are to pray one for another. And when one member of the body suffers, then all should suffer with it. So Paul tells us here that each member of the body of Christ should have the same care one for another. Now, another thought in regard to how we face sad news is to accept. And again, I realize that's not as easy to do as said, but nevertheless, it is something that is necessary. In order to handle bad news, we've got to accept it. We have to accept the reality of the thing. Sometimes it is hard to accept reality, I know, but denying it does not change the facts. If we deny the reality of a situation, it does not change the facts. Now, in no way should we ever blame God, and I emphasize that. In no way should we ever blame God. Often you hear of people, why did God allow that? God's all-powerful. If God's a God of love, why did he allow that? We need to realize that a lot of things in this world happen because people disobey God and live contrary to the will of God, and that God has nothing to do with it. For instance, a man goes to a bar and he gets drunk, and then he gets behind the wheel and he gets out on the highway and not able to really drive as he should, and he causes a wreck, and maybe a beautiful family is wiped out, children and wife and so forth. Now, God did not cause that to happen. People disobeying God, breaking the law of God, living contrary to the will of God, brings many heartaches upon themselves. So again, I say for the third time, in no way should we ever blame God. God is a God of love, God is good, and God is merciful. And he gives us every blessing that we receive. Regardless of how bad a situation may seem to us, God is able to make some good come out of it. Now, Paul did not say everything that happens is good, but he did say all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. So again I say, Paul did not say that all things are good, and he didn't say everything that happens is good, but he did say whatever happens to us, if we're endeavoring to live for Christ and do the will of God, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. At the time a situation happens that brings heartache and sadness to us, we may not see any good in it at all. But in the due course of time, we can see where God is working good to us through what has happened. When we look at the death of a saint, do we see it as our loss, or do we see it as their gain? Is not our gain or our goal to inherit eternal life? It's not everyone's goal. It should be if it's not. And do we look at the death of a saint as a loss to us or a gain to them? You know what the Apostle Paul said? He said, it is far better for me to go and be with the Lord than it is for me to remain here. And that is true of our own precious loved ones, even though it brings sadness and heartache to us. So Again, do we look at it negatively or do we look at it positively? And again, I ask the question, is not our goal to inherit eternal life? Now, my last thought is rejoice. We rejoice knowing that God is in control of all things. We rejoice in the blessings we have as Christians. We rejoice in the future and in the hope of eternal life. Yes, regardless of what happens, there are things for us to rejoice in and to be thankful for. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless the Lord. In the world in which we live today, we will all hear some bad news from time to time. That is the reality of life. But I trust these few points that I have brought to you today will be help us to face these unpleasant things, these sad things, or those things that we may not appreciate, will help us to know how to face them. And do remember this, God is love and God is still on the throne. Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. And though scattered they may be, I trust that you'll be able to use them to make them a blessing and a help to our congregation. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, we'd be thankful if you'd take time to let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you may download previous broadcasts of the Way of Truth broadcast, and you can also download our Sunday services if you desire, and you can be with us in our Sunday services, for they are broadcast live. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for the privilege of having you in our congregation today, and we invite you to be with us next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.